It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bunny Petrie. If you have Parkinson's disease, exercise is medicine.
I always tell my patients exercise is medicine, and it does not just apply for people with Parkinson's disease. It's for anyone in any generation, really.
But if you do have Parkinson's, according to UT Health San Antonio Assistant Professor of Physical Therapy Anjali Sivaramakrishnan, exercise can increase the amount of proteins in the blood known as neurotrophins.
We call them neuroprotective proteins. So it would actually slow the death of the cells that produce that chemical dopamine.
The brains of people with Parkinson's are starved of dopamine, and Sivaramakrishnan is leading a study that uses exercise and virtual reality games to give the brain a dopamine boost.
Dodging obstacles, reaching for a virtual kitchen shelf. So it's different things that challenges their balance. They also need to think in order to anticipate what's coming next.
Some also do high-intensity exercise, while others do stretching exercises. Sivaramakrishnan is looking for either an improvement in symptoms or for disease progression to slow down.
What I hope to learn is, what is the exact mechanism by which this works? How does this combination produce the effects that it's producing?
And that, she says, could lead to a better understanding of Parkinson's and more effective treatments. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.